For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan in Charleston. Hayat Kitifan is teaching Congolese refugee Rose Mufuta how to bake in her new North Charleston apartment.
So you want to fill about two-thirds the way so that it has enough room to rise.
Oh, it rises.
Yeah.
Mufuta, who arrived in the United States 1 week ago, wants to be a baker. This is the first time she is using an oven to make cupcakes. The women are using spoons to put vanilla batter into a tin.
Yeah, this one might overflow. We'll probably take a little more out of them.
Rose, her husband Bakamai, and their two young daughters made it to Charleston less than 24 hours before President Trump's executive order, temporarily banning refugees for 4 months and refugees from Syria indefinitely.
When we heard about that, to our side we thought it is lucky, but another side we were unhappy for our friends. And when they say no more refugees coming here, it was a bit painful to us refugees who knows how the fellow refugees are living.
30-year-old Bakamai lived in a refugee camp in Zambia since he was 7. He fled his hometown in Congo because of violence during the country's civil war. The government police came to his house one night, killed his uncle, and beat his mother and sisters. Rose fled similar violence in 2009. One night, her home was set on fire. After narrowly escaping, she fled with relatives for hundreds of kilometers by foot and on the back of bikes to get to the refugee camp in neighboring Zambia. Rose met and married Bakamai in the camp, but they wanted to leave.
Life which I can't even explain. Very, very bad life. For 23 years, drinking dirty water. Food for you to find the food. Maybe in the evening,
sometimes
you sleep without no food.
The Mufuta family started the process of being resettled 4 years ago. According to the Pew Research Center, in fiscal year 2016, the U.S. admitted almost 85,000 refugees, 20% of which were Congolese. Lutheran Services Carolina reports having resettled 239 refugees in the state between October 2015 and 2016. The organization just started resettling refugees in Charleston. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan.